marvelous housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house.
I wish you could just shut your big
yapper! Good morning, and yes, you've won a fabulous 8-hour day chained to this machine.
We are the free and unconquerable people of the United States of America.
Wow! How's that for an introduction, huh? You're listening to Bob Waldorf, the self-proclaimed voice of freedom, right here on the late, great USA. Got a lot of different things to talk about tonight. Our call-in number worldwide is 888-815-9756. I sure would like your opinion, because if you don't call in, then you're going to have to listen to mine. I want to keep it a little humorous, a little light, a little informative, have some fun. What else we got to do, right?
Get used to disappointment.
Wow. How do you like that? Get used to disappointment. The late, great United States. Think the two go together? I sure do. But that's my opinion. I'm Bob Waldorf. How are you tonight? Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in the beautiful Sunshine State, Florida, United States of America. The United States of America. Well, yeah, they're still united. The states are. I don't know about the people, but that's my opinion, which we will get into a little bit as we go along, because I do have an opinion. And you know what? I want to celebrate somebody's birthday here. We'll get that out of the way real quick. Let's do that, and then we'll move on along. So there's a little upbeat birthday music for the birthday boy out there, and I'll tell you who it is right after we listen to this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. That's right. It was my birthday since the last time we talked. I have graduated up to where I know that I know everything. How do you like that? Isn't that cool? Don't you wish you could be like me and know everything? Let me tell you one thing, all kidding aside. I'm trying to keep this light and easy tonight because I'm in a fantastic mood, because last night I was in a terrible mood. Went and seen David Copperfield last night, too. He was very, very enjoyable. That's about the third time I've seen him. Guess what? He's getting older. You believe that? Anyway, I went and seen him last night, and I just could not get with it. It's been a really, really stressful week for me. You know, you can't turn on the TV. You can't pick up a newspaper. You can't do anything without reading, you know, hearing about more doom and gloom. And, you know, it is very disappointing. But that being said, I'm going to give you, let me tell you a little bit about me. Most of the things I'm going to talk to you about are my own personal experiences. Unlike so many people that talk to you and want to tell you what somebody told them or what they heard or whatever that case may be, a lot of what I'm going to tell you is my own personal firsthand experience. My family and myself sometimes get surprised that I'm able to deal with some of the things I did, have done, and do. But we'll get into that a little bit later. I just want you to understand that most of the things that I talk about, I will tell you that they are from personal experiences, or I will share with you information of stuff that has been sent to me. And, of course, now that I have got to be what they would call in the movie theaters a senior citizen, that has a good point. It saves me $1.50. Maybe it's not even that much. I don't know. I guess it all depends when you go. Anyway, somebody did send me these. This, you know, reminds me the perks of being over 50 or over 60 and headed towards 70. Wow. Anyway, let me tell you what the perks are. Like I said, I want to keep this a little light and fun, and then we'll talk about some stuff that isn't so light and fun. And don't forget, the number here is 888-815-9756. One of the perks about getting to be a senior citizen is kidnappers aren't interested in you anymore. Now, that's a plus. So I can just about walk any place, because maybe this wasn't even designed for me. Maybe this is more directed at women. Either way, when you get to be my age, whether you're male or female, kidnappers aren't interested in you. In a hostage situation, you're probably the first one likely to get released. No one expects you to run anywhere. So they don't want you to run down to the store. They don't want you to run and get them a pack of cigarettes. They don't want you to run anywhere. People call at 9 p.m. and ask, did I wake you? That's 9 p.m. And they say, did I wake you? People no longer view you as a hypochondriac. I believe that's kind of funny because, boy, I'm here to tell you, I sure got the aches and pains. There's no doubt about it. So I guess I'm not a hypochondriac. They're for real. When you get to be my age, there is nothing left to learn the hard way. Things you buy now probably won't wear out. And people my age kind of probably eat dinner at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, what used to be called the afternoon. But it's still the afternoon, but it's 4 p.m. and they eat dinner. Anyway, some of the other perks are you get into heated arguments about pension plans. You no longer think of speed limits as a challenge. You quit trying to hold your stomach in no matter who walks into the room. Boy, I sure am glad you all can't see me. You might think I might fit that picture. If you have a visual picture in your mind, you think that might be me. You sing along with all the elevator music. You realize your eyes won't get much worse. Your investment in health insurance is finally beginning to pay off. Your joints are more accurate meteorologist than the National Weather Service. And boy, let me tell you, that is true. My joints could tell me what the weather's going to be like outside before I even turn on the TV in the morning. Your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them anyway. Your supply of brain cells is finally down to a manageable size. And you can't remember who sent me this list. And when they did send it to me, they put it in big print for my convenience. So, as a last reminder here that somebody sent me this for my birthday, it says, remember, never, ever, under any circumstances, take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. So, what do you think? Did you think that was one of the kind of most funniest things you ever heard? I mean, gee whiz. Okay, enough for that. Anyway, it was my birthday. I guess I got the point across. And I guess I got the point across of telling you what I got for my birthday, which was this little tidbit here of what I just gave to you. What do you think? Huh? Anyway, I sure would like everybody's opinion. No, come on now. Oh, man, that really hurts my feelings. I'm just sharing a little humor with everybody. I don't have to get so serious. Gee whiz. Anyway, we'll put that one in the... circular file. I've been saving that for you. My birthday was actually January 21st. So I've been saving that for you all this time. Aren't you thrilled that I did that for you? I know. You're probably going to wait another 2 weeks and see what great thing I can give you in 2 more weeks. By the way, the late, great United States, hosted by me, Bob Waldorf, is on every other Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time coming from you in the beautiful, illustrious downtown DeBary, Florida. DeBary, Florida is probably about the size of a pen between Orlando and Daytona Beach, and if you blink your eyes, you've gone through it. You've gone too far. If you want to visit my website, it's bobindeberry.com. That's www.bobindeberry.com. Gives you a little bit of information about exactly what's on my mind and what I believe in. And I do believe in this country. And the reason I called the show the late, great United States is because I do believe in this country. I've been around when we used to leave our keys in the cars. We used to leave our front doors open. I was out when we played kick the can and hopscotch was our big thing, and we stayed out until the streetlights were on. And people looked out for each other, and people wanted to help each other, and big business cared about you as a customer. And they wanted to provide you with good service. And all of that changed. And it all changed because of greed. Greed, I believe, is one of the 7 deadly sins, of which I'm not going to get into the other 6 because I really don't know what they are. But I did remember here recently, flipping through channels or something like that, that one of the 7 deadly sins was greed, and I do believe that. Greed is what has put us in the position we are in now. And I don't want to get into all of that because I'll tell you what, I can take a whole hour up talking about that. And I kind of told you I was going to try to keep it light and easy tonight because this is the first night we're doing the late, great USA show. And I don't want to throw all my cards on the table the very first night, of course. I do want to tell you a couple other things. Please listen very carefully. My sponsor, one of my sponsors, is Timeshare Always. If you have a timeshare that you want to sell, want to get rid of, you wish somebody to take off your hands, go to www.timeshareallways.com. They do a pretty good job of getting rid of timeshares for people, and they're not expensive. Some of these companies out there, they want a lot of money from you. This particular company does not want a lot of money from you. And the nice part about it is that they get me to offer or advertise their properties, the new ones, which I've done in the past. They don't have any new ones, I guess, because they didn't give me any tonight. I will advertise them right here on this. They put your timeshare in print, and they also put it on their website. So be sure to help them out. That's timeshareallways.com. Other than that, let's move on along here and see what I can find in my little information folder. Let's see here. You know, we're always talking about change. I think we got a guy up there. What's his name? Barack Obama. What is his name? I think it's President Obama. That's what it is. President Obama wanted. He ran on the. Boy, did he run on the word change? Wow. I mean, every other word out of his mouth was change, 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 change. And of course, I don't see any change. I wish the man the best. He's got a heck of a job. I really wouldn't want it. But my goodness, here we are again. We're talking about more bailout money. And what are we doing? But we're bailing out big business. We are giving big business money to bail who out? If big business was going to bail us out, they wouldn't be giving the money to big business. They'd be giving the money to us, and we would bail big business out. You don't give the money to big business and expect them to bail themselves out and help us. I mean, you don't. Golly, I could get into a rant and rave here. So try not to do that. But it really bothers me that some of the $750 billion on the first bailout went to a bank in Pennsylvania called Pennsylvania National Bank, who used some of the bailout money to buy other banks. What in the world is the matter with that pitcher? I mean, I can't get a loan to put food on my table. I can't get my finance company to skip me one payment on my car, or my mortgage company to skip me one payment on my mortgage without wanting to charge me all kinds of crazy fees and late fees or extension fees or whatever. I don't know what they would be. But these people go and they get our money to go enhance their bottom line by buying other businesses. And if nobody calls me at 888-815-9756, I will assume that you think it's okay, that you think that's the right thing to do. Either that or nobody's listening. Anyway, got to be one or the other. Here's my idea of change, okay? Limit Congress from serving more than two terms. I believe that would be a good step in the right direction, a real good step in the right direction. Stop Congress from voting for their own raises. What, isn't that great? Wouldn't it be great if you went to work and told your boss, hey, look, I decided I'm getting a raise. You can pay me for it next week. I'm going to make $10 an hour more than I was last week. That's what I decided. I mean, this is just absurdity. This is absurdity running wild. And I know, I hear everybody I talk to says, we got to do something, we got to do something, we got to do something. But nobody wants to join hands and do anything. They all want to talk about it. But that's how we got in this spot, because everybody just wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Anyway. Excuse me. Stop paying for lawmakers' high-priced insurance premiums. Do you know that my wife and I's health insurance is $1,200 a month? $1,200 a month. Some people's house payments aren't that, and mine's not much more than that. $1,200. Let me say it this way. Between my house payment and my insurance, my health insurance, I need to make a minimum of $750 a week in this economy. Isn't that outrageous? Just for those two things. That's not electric. That's not food. That's not cars. That's not insurance. That's not anything except a mortgage payment and health insurance. And I don't know who I go to get a raise. I don't even know. I can't even find the bailout office. I mean, these big companies, they get bailout money. And yet, where do they go to get that? I don't know. Nobody ever told me where to go. I don't even need $1 billion. I don't even need $1 million. Hell, I could probably get by with, I could probably pay off all my bills for $300,000, house included. But I don't get that opportunity, which we're going to talk about that someday. Maybe not today, but someday. Okay, getting back to this. Stop paying for lawmakers' high-priced insurance premiums. After all, they are only part-time employees. Now think about that. Think about what I just said, and it's true. They are part-time employees getting full-time insurance benefits. You can't go down to your local Target and be a part-time employee and get that. But yet these people who have all these perks that we pay for, by the way, can do that. And not only that, even after they're out of office, they get it. And you know as well as I do that most of them politicians up there have more money, have made more money in the past. That's how they got there. They bought their way in there anyway. They didn't get elected because they were smarter than you and I. They got elected because we couldn't get them off TV. Every time we switched the channel, they were on the TV again. They just kind of got their image burnt into our brain. So it was all about who had the most money to get the most, go out there and spend the most money to get the most people out to put their name in front of the public. That's another thing y'all really, really, really need to think about, because that's what's happening. And I hope you all realize that. You didn't vote for a man that had the credentials to do the job he's elected to do. You voted for somebody who you've got had name recognition, a pretty face, a nice wave, and he said all the things you wanted to hear. And nobody even hardly questioned him to what give him the credentials to prove that he could do what he said he could do, which is what you wanted to hear. But I'm not knocking him. Like I said, he got elected. I got to back my president no matter what. But I just think we got, I'm not sure we made all the right choices, but choices have been made, so we got to live with them. Okay, moving right along. You know, some of them insurance, we're talking about insurance for the high-priced politicians we have. And I'm trying to read my notes and my light, I'm admitting my age again. I've got my glasses on. It says they might pass some law change on the insurance companies if they had to find one. And boy, is that not the truth. If they had to go out and shop around for affordable insurance, you think maybe they'd pass some laws on the insurance companies? I do. And I'm sure you do too. Anyway, we got to stop paying lawmakers full salaries after serving just one term or at retirement. You do know that they get money forever and ever and always. I mean, it's just, it's a piece of cake. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Can't believe nobody's called in to talk to me about this. I guess I'm not doing a very good job of advertising to people. Yeah. To walk a mile, you got to take the first step. This is the first night we're doing the late, great USA, so I will accept it. But don't forget, I'm on every other Wednesday night. So save up your comments and call me up on Wednesday night, and let's discuss them. And by the way, I do talk about other things other than just politics. But if you leave me alone, I'll talk to you about a lot of things that I've had personal experiences with that I'm upset about. And this is the one right now. My idea for change. And I didn't even get elected. Anyway, we got to make Congress pay into the Social Security system. They make laws for it, but they don't pay into it. They might make it interested in making it solvent. You understand that, don't you? They don't pay into it. No, no, no. No pay into. Isn't that something? It's just unbelievable when you actually read this stuff. Of what all they get. You know, people, I want you to listen. Obviously, there's not a lot of you out there listening. That's a shame. Hopefully, we'll have a lot of listeners go on there and listen to it when it's in archives. But, you know, we got three classes in this country. Although, you don't know that the classes have changed in as far as we had lower class, middle class, and upper class. Now we have lower class, middle class, and legal class. The legal class passes laws contrary to the Constitution and enforces them on us. You don't think so? Then you better wake up. Because, on the other hand, it's too late. That's what I said. It's the late, great United States. If we woke up now, it's too late. It's done, passed by. The best part of this country is done, gone, over with. And for anybody like some of these talk show hosts on AM and FM say it's not, yeah, well, guess how much money they're sitting on. Millions and millions of dollars, you know, so they've made a lot of money, and they say, oh, no, the best is yet to come. Well, they don't even care. They just tell you that. Anyway, let me see. We're at stop paying lawmakers a full salary, a salary after working somewhere for 35 years, but they get 100%. Okay, that's true. If you were lucky, you might get salary after working for a company for 35 years or more. And then you would only get 40 or 50% of your salary. They get 100% for working a very short time. Are you seeing the trend I'm trying to tell you why I call this the late, great United States? This was not the way this country was set up. It has just evolved into this. And it's just, I want to be one to just sit here and make you people think and hopefully do something. Write your congressman. Write your senator. Write the newspaper. Call. Do something. You've sat on your carcass long enough doing nothing that you've helped us get us where we're at. And by the way, I'm almost as responsible as you, but not totally, because at least I still fight every inch of the way. I fight with everybody about everything. I don't win because I'm only one person, but I sure let them know that I think it stinks. And you probably don't even know what I'm talking about right now, but this is another issue for another show. And that's the customer service and lack thereof. And any time I get fees that are unfair, I let them know how unfair I think they are. And instead of just sitting there and just going down the road, you ever look at your phone bill? I looked at my phone bill the other day. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. But there again, I'm going off course. I got to stay the course. Stop handing our aid to illegal aliens. Just think of that one. I'm so for that, I can't believe it. I am so for that. I mean, do you know how much money we would save if we just took care of our own and didn't take care of everything else? But the funny part of it is we don't take care of our own. We take care of the everything else. Our senior citizens, the ones that really need our help, because thankfully I'm not there yet, we don't help them. We don't help them at all. If anything, we make it hard on them. We're giving bailout billions and billions of dollars to people that have made irrational, illogical, and maybe even illegal decisions, and yet we don't have some money to help our senior citizens who all their lives have contributed to Social Security to help this country grow strong as it is, have probably fought in the wars that kept it free? That makes me mad. I am so mad about that kind of stuff, I can't see straight. But there again, nobody's calling in. You're all just sitting on your carcass again. Can't even pick up a phone and call and debate it with me. Either that or you know I'm right. But you know something? It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So, anyway, we're still on my idea of changes. You know I want you to pay, get the Congress to pay into Social Security. That ain't going to happen. Stop handing out aid to illegal aliens. That ain't going to happen. Secure our borders. That ain't going to happen. I know they're making a good attempt at it. The only thing I really see with a lot of this Homeland Security and Patriot Act BS is it's only harmed us. I don't see that it's helped us. And a first person wants to call and say, oh, we haven't been bombed again. Well, you think that's because the borders are being protected, or you think maybe it's because of what we're doing overseas and around the world? I don't know. That is a question. That was not a statement. That was a question. So excuse me. Excuse me for coughing. I didn't bring a glass of water in here. And you have to remember I have been constantly talking now for the last few minutes, right? Stop allowing babies to be born to illegal aliens in the United States and then give them automatic U.S. citizenship. You know, it seems like that we have gotten totally off course of logic. We have thrown logic out the door, out the window, and we've replaced it with, what is the word? I know it's right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of what the word. Politically correct. We are so politically correct that we're ridiculously stupid. Now think about that. How and why in the world would we ever give United States citizenship to a newborn baby born into this country by an illegal alien? Somebody that came into this country illegally, they have a child in this country and he's automatically a citizen. What the hell is the matter with this government? And it's not Barack Obama. He didn't do it. I'm not even sure George Bush did it. It's all these damn politicians that money has bought. They bought their way into power is what I mean. Here we go again. Now we're back to the TV ads and the people they can pay to go up and down the street, knocking on your door, shoving their name in front of you. And so you don't know anybody to vote for except them. You don't know what they're doing. You know, we had so many people that went and voted for Obama that on exit polls that I heard by different talk show hosts, because I do listen to a lot of them, you might have heard this one yourself, that when he came out of the, when some of the pollsters, I mean some of the voters came out of the polling places, they were asked if they thought Obama had made a good choice in picking Sarah Palin for his running mate. And there was one lady on TV that thought that he had made a great choice in picking her. Now, do you really think these people that voted this man into office, do you really think they all even understood the issues? Most of the people... Again, I'm sorry, again. Most of the people were voting for the change, and I'm not sure what they wasn't voting for the color change. I know they were mad at the Republicans. I know a lot of them that went, now just think about this. All of them went out and voted. How many have never voted before? Didn't even know how to get there. I had to be supplied how to get there and how to register and how to vote. I mean, don't you think this is kind of a selectively targeted market? Now, you think he didn't buy those votes? And how many of those people think that now that he's in office, they're going to get the money? And I've heard so many people say, no, their houses were going to be paid for and they were going to get money and this, that, and the other. But there again, I'm getting off track. Ah, it's so hard to stay focused here. Anyway, we got to stop the abuse of the welfare system. We feed children free meals three times a day until they are 17. Churches give away good, clean clothes. Companies buy and donate school supplies. Emergency rooms provide health care at taxpayers' expense. And the food stamp program is buying food at home. What are parents doing for their children? You know, that is really something to be thinking about. That being said, we're going to move on to my next suggestion for change. Have a computer program that cross-checks Social Security numbers with fingerprints to stop fraud on many fronts. Use it for voter registration, too. You know, a lot of these things I read in different articles, and I wrote them all down, put them in like into one article, because to me they were so logical. They were absolutely, positively logical. And when you throw logic out the window and start just paying attention to color and how much money is spent and different non-essential issues on making your decision on who you're going to vote for and what you're going to let this country vote for. I mean, one of the things I'm for is we need to have, when there's an issue, they need to vote on that issue. This stuff of hiding stuff underneath a particular issue we all want, and then they hide stuff behind it we don't even know they're putting in there. And that's how this is what they call pork. This is the pork. This is the stuff they don't tell you about. They want to give you streetlights in your community. You think that's a great idea, but connected with that is that Joe Blow gets a limousine grant for a limousine service or some ridiculous off-the-wall stupid thing that we don't even know nothing about. So when we vote for streetlights in our neighborhood, we're also voting to give this guy money for nothing, but give our tax money away. That's how this country's got to where we're at, by the way. That's how it got there, with all these pork spending, all these attachments to things that people go out there and they say, this is good for you. You need to vote yes to this. And the people go out and they vote yes to this, but they don't know all the attachments to it. That's something that's never said. That's not right. Stop companies from paying CEOs and other executives outrageous salaries and bonuses while doing away with workers' pensions. That is, to me, is so logical that I can't even believe it has to be an issue. I'm really disappointed in the fact that is an issue. Now, it never was an issue when I was growing up. You know, when I was growing up, we ran this country on logic. Help your fellow man. Compassion for your neighbor. Companies, I said this before, I'm going to say it again, companies cared about you as a customer, and they provided you, but they more or less did anything in the world to please you so you would come back. But we got way off course because greed sat in. But there again, let me do it one more time. I got to stay focused. We're going to get into all that stuff over the weeks and months that you listen to me, but you got to call in. That's one of the requirements. Okay, stop all unnecessary spending so we will have the money for our nation's security and to help needy and elderly Americans. Now, isn't that what I just said we should do? Huh? I think so. That's what I think. Well, thank you. I appreciate the support on that one. Appreciate the support on that one a lot. Because that's what I think we should do. I said that earlier. We don't take care of the elderly. We don't take care of the people that brought us to where we're at today. And remember, if we're not taking care of them today, nobody's going to help take care of you tomorrow. Remember that. Close your eyes to it. Close your ears to it. Ignore it. But someday, God willing, you're going to be that person. And you can look back and say, I didn't do anything then, and boy, am I sorry now. Anyway, one of the other things which is just ridiculous, too, is don't let anybody take a picture. You know, it makes no sense to me to have a photo ID if you got your face covered. That's kind of a contradictory statement, isn't it? So don't, you know, this is America. If you come over to America, you abide by America's rules. We don't go to your country and ask you to change your rules for us. So don't let anybody have an ID or a driver's license that wants to keep their face covered. That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. And you know something? These changes won't get made because the president can't make them even if he wanted to. Congress is the only one who can make them. And I don't believe Congress is in the interest in changing anything. Nothing. Nothing at all. Why would they? If you had what they had, would you want to change it? Would you really care about the guy down the street? You can say you do all you want, but would you really? Would you really, really care? Huh. I don't think so. But anyway, I'll tell you what. We've been serious for a few minutes. Now, let's be funny for a minute. And listen to this warning, ladies, because this one's for you.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. Cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Hey, how did you like that? Wasn't that cool? I thought that was funny. Somebody sent me that the other day in the form of an email. Maybe some of you out there have already heard, oh, that's right, nobody's listening. Who cares? Anyway, I thought that was cool. I wanted to liven things up. Anyway, those are the changes that that I think we should make. Of course, nobody voted me in president, and nobody probably really cares what I think we should do for changes. But anyway... Sorry, that's my opinion. I'm going to wrap this thing up here in a little bit. I've got a lot of things to bring up over the next few weeks, but I'm going to go over a couple things. I just can't let it go. Golly. Here I go again. I just can't let it go. Okay, if I could let it go and shut up, then I wouldn't be on the radio, right? Or wouldn't be on the internet radio, whatever it is. I promise people... All one or two of you that's listening, next week, next time, 2 weeks from now, I'll bring water. I won't be coughing in your ear. I think that's very rude, and I apologize. Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what I found. Ta-da! Quotes from Thomas Jefferson. I think these are pretty good. I want you to listen to these. Here's some quotes from Thomas Jefferson. Gee whiz, how long ago was he around? 1802? Wow! Wow, 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 wow. 1802. What is that? That's more than 5 years ago. That was a joke. Okay. Wasn't that funny? Anyway, here's Thomas Jefferson. You know, if he was a prophet, in some cases he could be called a prophet according to this. This is an email I received, by the way. An email I received to be sure to bring it up because of how profound it is. Thomas Jefferson in 1802 said, When we get piled upon one another in large cities such as Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. I don't know. I don't think about that. I mean, I can see the similarity there, but I don't know how corrupt Europe is, so therefore I can't really make a comment. And even though we have a worldwide 800 number, toll-free 888-815-9756, nobody's called me up to tell me how corrupt Europe is. Maybe they will 2 weeks from today at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next, the democracy will exist or will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. Now, that's pretty good. I like that one. It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes. A principle which, if acted on, would save one half the wars of the world. I'll read that again. It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes. A principle which, if acted upon, would save one half of the wars of the world. Now remember, Thomas Jefferson said this in 1802. That's over 200 years ago. Wow. Okay. Says, I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labor of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. I will say that again. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. Are we not there now? Are we not there now? We definitely are. That's exactly what they are doing. My reading of history convinces me that most bad government results in too much government. Are we not there now? No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. I don't think that applies right now. I think, as long as you got a few dollars, you can go probably to any street corner and buy a gun. Of course, if you're a logical, stand-up, legal citizen, a taxpayer, law-abiding citizen, you'll probably have a hard time getting one. But if you're just a common criminal, you can go out and buy one. That's no problem. You know where to get it. So we won't even go into that one. The strongest reason for people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. You know, that's something we all better think about, because I'm not sure. In fact, I'm starting to get a little worried. You know, I'm really afraid with the economy going the way it is, government abusing their power of money and just giving it to the people they rub elbows with, if not somebody is going to start something that's not going to be pretty. So we got to remember Thomas Jefferson made this prediction. He said the strongest reason for people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Well, I guess our tree of liberty is being refreshed right now over in Iraq, however you say it. That's a real shame. To compel a man to subsidize with his taxes the propaganda of ideas which he disbelieves is sinful and tyrannical. To compel a man to subsidize with his taxes the propaganda of ideas which he disbelieves is sinful and tyrannical. That's terrible. That's exactly what we're doing right now. And Thomas Jefferson said this in 1802. And the last very interesting quote that I have here on this piece of paper, it says, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation. The banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Well, people, that's about all I got to say for tonight. I got a lot of opinions. Tonight I was just passing on some information that had been passed on to me from different sources. I do appreciate anybody that was out there listening. I don't feel that I had a lot of people out there listening. I'm very disappointed in that, but that's the way it is. And before I wrap it up, I got one more little tidbit. Remember, my name is Bob Waldorf. You're listening to the late, great USA. I will be here every other Wednesday night. That means I will be back not until February. I'm going to play a couple little sound bites, and once they're over, I will be off of here. So until the next time, I will definitely be looking forward to hearing from you. But until then, listen to this.
Came up with a great new slogan. Make 7 up yours. Make 7 up yours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Make 7 up yours, baby. People just love it.
Make 7 up yours.
Make 7 up yours.
Make 7 up yours.
Same to you.
Same.
You see, it's catching on already.
Hey, make 7 up yours, man.
You're going to speak 7 up yours.
Oh, we going global with this, baby.
All right, now. This is Bob. I'll see you in 2 weeks.